I'm a sweaty Hungarian. I throw my shirt over the, like, you know, the towel rack. Sure. I'll just, like, dry it off a towel rack, take my wet unders, and I'll hang them over the toilet.
Can I ask you this, though? Quick follow-up. What are you drying them for?
Well, because you can't just throw them.
Like, are you... You just put them in the laundry, right?
No, because then it'll get moldy.
He'll reuse them.
I don't reuse them.
What do you do? Your laundry once a year?
I'll reuse the shorts, but I don't reuse the shirt. That's all got armpit funk.
I'll give you this. You don't reuse the underwear, but you'll reuse the shirt and the shorts.
Sometimes. Trekking heavy or traveling light. There's one thing that's right wherever I go. That's where I am. Hey, can you see my face with this dumb hat on? Yes?
Unfortunately.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to This Week in Zoltan. I am Zoltan. This is my podcast. This is a safe journal. We're going to get to that in a second. My lovely wife, Emma, is on the off-camera microphone. Say hello, Emma.
Hello.
Hello. And then we got Mike on the ones and twos. There's Mike.
Thought I'd check it up a little bit. Sorry. Yeah. It was from my Topo Chico.
It's Topo Chico, the number one burp maker in all of podcasts.
As you were doing the intros, I was holding it. I go, this will be hilarious. You know, burp into the mic, start the day off.
It's one of my favorite things that Mark Norman does, where he just like, he'll have a good burp on deck while he's on stage, and he lets out a good one. Anyway, welcome to my podcast. The Safe Journal is our sponsor. It's our one and only sponsor. If you have a company, by the way, and you want to be on our show, just letting you know, Safe Journal's got number one billing. All right, you're going to be number two billing. So I'm letting you know that right now. And it's going to cost you a lot of money, because I don't know if you know how much the Safe Journal is paying for center console placement, but it's a lot. All right, they are paying more than you. Like, think of a number right now. Times it by 10 and then put a few more on top of that. That's how much the Safe Journal is paying to be right here. And you know why they're paying that much? Because they are printing money. You know why they're printing money? Because they're the best journal on the market. If you're a seasoned journaler, this is the journal for you. You can look back on your life and see why things are good, why things are bad, why things are mundane, why things might feel hopeless or fruitful. You know, we always, every time we think of journaling or self-help or therapy, we think about people that might be a little down and might need to reflect to come up. But what about the people that are always up that might need to come down a little? You know, what about those obnoxiously positive people? Like, maybe if you wrote every aspect of your day, you could look back and go, things aren't going that well. Maybe I shouldn't be so obnoxious. Maybe carpe diem isn't the right way to live a Tuesday. The Safe Journal will let you know this about yourself, because what you're doing in this book, what you're doing in this book right here, is talking to yourself without talking out loud and scaring the people around you. Get to know yourself with the Safe Journal. SafeJournal.co. Use Zoltan at checkout. 25% off and a handwritten note by yours truly. Is that the best read I've ever done?
Up there.
It's up there? Mm-hmm. Top 10? Top 5?
Top 5.
Top 5. I also want Dunkin' Donuts to be my... Do you have a company that you would want, like, if you could pick one company to pay you to endorse them and then you get the free whatever they got? What?
You first, Emma.
Do you have one? For me, Dunkin' Donuts is one and two.
Because mine's not a company. Mine's just a product.
Yeah, mine would be Tony's Chocolonely.
They sent you that once.
I know, but I want more.
Tony's Chocolates sent over like a bunch of chocolates. It's because she had a blue check mark on her Instagram before everyone else had a blue check mark. She had a blue check mark before I did, and she would like she'd have a little sass as she walked through the house, and I'd be like, "What are you so sassy about?" She's like, "Nothing. I just forgot that I have a blue check mark, and you don't."
Lying.
That is
you fall over trying to put your pants on, and she's just like unverified.
I actually want to give my blue check mark back.
Like, well, now everyone's got it.
Well, now that you got to pay for it, like, unless you were grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Every time I see a blue check mark, I'm like, well, they paid for it.
Well, now, yeah, because there's a thing I can check notifications and I go, only people who are verified. And I'm like, oh, who's this guy? Yeah. Some plumber in Massachusetts with like four followers got a check mark. And I'm like, ah, get out of my feed, man.
The blue check mark is like, oh, this guy has $15 a month that he doesn't need.
Yeah, everyone thinks I paid for it because I have no followers. I'm like, can I give this thing back?
Yeah, they gave it to you because you were in an article. They had written about you running the companies that you've run. Mm-hmm. And but the point is, you reached out to Tony's Chocolate, mm-hmm. and then, or did you post a story?
No, I reached out to them.
And then
I was
they
like, hey, do you want to send me some free chocolate? Because I love your chocolate.
And they did. And they sent a giant box.
Yeah.
How many different flavors?
All of them. We got all of them.
They sent all the... How embarrassing was it how quickly we ate all the chocolates? Like, they sent a lot of chocolate bars, and we were like Augustus and Willy Wonka. Just like, just foil and chocolate in our hair. We had a blast. Thank you, Tony's Chocolate. Not a sponsor, by the way, but if you want to be, you're gonna have to double the bid of the old Safe Journal. We're talking three digits. Yeah, three.
And that includes the decimal.
You know what's so funny? I meant three digits like it was a high number, and then I realized it was. Yeah. Oh no! You're gonna have to give me a one-figure offer if you want in on this. But yeah, I want Dunkin' Donuts. I realized it because even by the time this comes out, I've spent 2 weeks in Florida, and I love a good Dunkin' Donuts. Like, when I stayed in Jacksonville, there was a brand new one right by the hotel I was staying in, and I had breakfast there twice. And that midnight roast, the dark roast at Dunkin', that will put some lead in your pencil and some optimism in your heart.
It might have lead in it. could that be the issue?
It might have a little bit. But
mine would be nachos. No, that's not a company.
Just any nachos?
Just nachos and I just want to have, like, I could eat nachos three meals a day for the rest of my life. So
you
I just
mentioned that before.
I need to figure out how to do that on a professional.
What is it with you and nachos?
What is going on?
It's the perfect food. I'm sorry. Sorry. Is that up for debate?
I've never heard someone say that.
It's the perfect food.
Wow. So, like, let me get this straight. If we went to a restaurant that had everything on the menu, and I'm not saying you would pick it over steak. Let's pick it at something in its weight class.
Don't say that I won't either.
Whoa, you would pick a nachos over a steak?
Depends on where I'm at, but
okay.
Possibly, yeah.
What about a cheeseburger? Like a really good cheeseburger? See?
Well, I'm also very picky about nachos.
What are the perfect toppings on your nachos?
Layers. You gotta go layers.
The whole thing is layers.
No, it's not. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. People don't get it.
We're diving deep on nachos.
Sometimes it's just like a pile of chips and they just put a bunch of stuff on top.
Yeah.
And no. Started to sound like John Panette. Nay, nay, I say. You got to have chip, thin layer of chip, cheese, a little something on there, more chip, cheese, and then you put the stuff on top.
I see.
You can have a bunch of dry nachos underneath.
Yeah, because that's like an untossed salad. Yeah. That's like all the dressings on the top. You got to toss the nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a nachos guy.
No, I love a good nacho.
I mean,
you can do it for breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: do you like eating them alone, or do you hate sharing them?
Because I'm a apps for the table.
Apps for the you like the share.
Big apps. A lot of my close friends call me Mikey Apps because whenever we go out to eat, I just start ordering appetizers for the table, and I also pay for them. Because I'm not that guy either.
Right.
You can't just be ordering stuff for the table without consulting anybody expect to split that. Apps go on my bill, pal. Because I'm ordering them because I want to share. I love a good share.
You're like Ric Flair without the alcohol. Like Ric Flair used to buy shots for the whole bar. He's like, apps for everybody. You want some tater tots? We got some tater tots. We got some nachos. Jalapeno poppers. Ladies, jalapeno poppers.
Were we talking about this on Diners on a previous episode, I think, weren't we?
Maybe. Yeah.
Court Squared Diner. Yes. Fried clams, start a breakfast.
Wow.
Fried clams
is an app.
Party. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a given we show up there. It's clams for the table.
Yeah, I don't know how we would find you a sponsor that is just nachos, but
no, I know it's ridiculous, but okay, fine. Levi's.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Levi's and nachos.
Levi's and nachos.
Just every time you go into a green room, there's a big dish of nachos and a new pair of Levi's.
I just want a new jacket every time I eat nachos because I'm going to spill it. Throw it out. Give me a freshie.
A nacho jacket. So I'm going Dunkin' Donuts. We got Tony's Chocolate and nachos. Listen, these three companies, Tony's Chocolate, Dunkin' Donuts, and any brand of nachos, apparently. Listen, Mission Tortilla Chips, if you just want to send us...
They got good chips, too.
They got good chips. They got good, thick chips. That's what you need. All right, I'll say this about nachos. If you're going to do them right, we need good get those Tostitos chips out of here. We need something with a little more constitution. We need something with a little more integrity. We need something that can handle avocado, can handle a thick layer of nacho cheese, handle those canned jalapenos. They need to be able to handle all that stuff. They can't be breaking under the pressure of the snack. I don't know. I thought you guys were going to chime in on that.
It was perfect. Yeah, it was a perfect statement.
I just can't believe we're still talking about nachos.
Not a big nachos gal?
No,
I don't think you and I have ever ordered nachos anywhere.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe a Rabbit Hole back in San Diego because they had a nachos thing where they threw tater tots on there. We might have done that once. I don't know. Sharing food is a tough one. You know, because I always feel like I have an eating disorder. And by disorder, I just mean I eat all the food. You know, like some people's eating disorder is they can't eat, which is heartbreaking. My eating disorder is I eat all of it. Like, even if I get full, like you leave a little at the end. Mm-hmm. You never finish any plate. You always leave just a little. Yeah. And that's something you've done since you were a child.
Yeah.
And me, I've licked a plate clean since I was born. And then ask for seconds. So, like, I never like sharing dishes, especially with another couple or strangers, because then now I'm only going to take one chip and just eat it, because if I can really go ham on it, I want the whole thing, you know.
Rabbit Hole looks like the picture of their nachos looks pretty good.
Did you look it up in North Park?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, San Diego.
Starving.
Dude, yeah. Rabbit Hole. Here's
shaved ribeye? Give me a break.
They got a floppy poppy sandwich. Which, I don't know if they still have it, but I think it was brisket. It was a brisket sandwich. They might have not had it on the menu because Dane came with me once, and he's like, I'll have the floppy poppy, and the waitress looked at him all confused.
It is not on the menu.
Yeah, I think they might have taken the floppy. That's what sucks, like when you learn a thing and then you say the embarrassing thing to a new waitress and it's not on the menu anymore, and you just look like a moron. Excuse me, I'd like the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. And you're like, what? Like, it's been on the menu for 50 years.
Sure, Ruby Tuesdays went bankrupt 6 months ago. It is no longer here. Did you ever like a Ruby Tuesdays when you're on the road? Oh, it was my favorite.
With the burgers?
No, I went for the salad bar.
Oh.
All-you-can-eat salad bar?
Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh, man. Well, they're gone now, I think.
Yeah. They went away?
Oh, no, I don't know. I was just thinking about when I moved to the States.
Yeah.
I used to get what's called a Fries Supreme from Taco Bell in Canada.
Okay.
And one day I was like, I really want a Fries Supreme today. I was just in the mood. So I got in my car, went to the drive-thru, and I'm like, excuse me, I'll have one Fries Supreme, please. And he's like, what? Say that again? Yeah, they don't have it here, and it's the best thing ever.
It's not on an American Taco Bell menu.
No.
And that was the only thing you wanted.
It's kind of like nachos, but with fries.
It's fries.
Yeah.
Fries Supreme.
Ooh, it does look good.
Canadians have taken Tex-Mex and made a Canadian Tex-Mex. So now it's like not Mexican food at all at that point.
Yeah, it's too many in between. too many miles in between the countries to figure that out. I'll tell you this. I love a good nacho fry.
Mm-hmm.
Waffle fries.
Waffle fries. Chick-fil-A.
Because then you can actually pick them up. I actually changed a menu at a friends and family at a barbecue restaurant I got invited to go like critique the menu.
Yeah.
And they changed it to waffle fries because of you, boy.
Waffle fries are great.
They're the best.
My ultimate, all right, if we're in Southern California, because part of this order is In-N-Out. In-N-Out, double-double, onions, the whole thing. And then we go across the street to Chick-fil-A and get the waffle fries with the Chick-fil-A sauce for the fries. That's the ultimate. That's a special level of snack fat where you're going to two drive-thrus for one meal. Remember the time we went through Chick-fil-A twice? Because we ordered Chick-fil-A and I ordered a really small amount. And then afterwards, I'm like, I'm still hungry. So we went back through the same Chick-fil-A and the girl saw me again. Mm-hmm. And I could tell how many people had done this because she wasn't a put back by the fact that I had just gotten back in line to order more food.
There's no shame in going twice.
I think people that work at fast food restaurants see this so much that they're like, yeah, we'll see you in a second again.
Or there's nothing worse when you leave the drive-thru and you're miles away and you finally dig in and it's not the right order. It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's something like grilled chicken from Chick-fil-A. You're like, what?
It's
who?
The worst.
And then you're like, I can't go back.
No, that's how mass shootings happen. I wonder how many mass shootings came from a wrong Chick-fil-A order.
So
like, nah. And then
I think we're hungry.
I think we might be hungry. Yeah, that was a weird way to start. I saw you gnawing on a rice cake before we opened this. I didn't even know what kind of rice cake it was. It was like shaped like a big banana.
It was a cake, rice cake tube. So you can eat it all without chewing, I think. It's the Canadian goose of snacks. You just one gulp, you get it down, throw it down your gullet.
I
got to get this Fry Supreme page off my computer. I'm not gonna pay attention at all.
Your algorithm's gonna be all Canadian Taco Bell
items. It
already
is. Yeah, it's nothing but barbecue and chopped meat on my page, and tattooed women for some reason.
Tattooed women.
I don't know what it is. I've never searched that ever in my life, but apparently, Instagram think that's what I'm into. And sure, I am.
All my algorithm. Or not my algorithm, but the ads that get shown to me for Google websites, such as like YouTube or my Google feed, they think I'm single and they think I'm interested in everybody. Because it's like you've seen these, it's like, are you looking for single women in Colombia? And I'm like, no. And they're like, are you looking for Ukrainian refugee women? And you're like, no. Are you looking
for help?
Yeah, for help. Yeah, this
more than happy to help them.
Yeah, this wasn't for donations. Yeah. This was, are you looking to date these women? Are you looking for Cambodians? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, I'm not searching any of this stuff. I'm not single. Like, you're clearly not spying on me well enough from your Google pages. Otherwise, I'm married and you should be recommending gifts to buy my wife. That's what you should be doing. How many holidays do we hit where we have no clue what to get each other?
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Every holiday. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you want? You're like, I really don't want anything. And I'm like, damn it, give me a hint. And then you ask me the same question, I give you the same answer. I don't really need anything. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And you're damn it. And then we just got to go out there and guess. You know, we got to guess. I got you an at-home nail-making kit and a pen. Because I know she likes stationery and writing utensils, so I got you a pen.
Great gifts.
It was good gifts, but like, if I could ask Google to recommend me ads, it would be get to know my wife and let me know what she would like. If you could do that. Yeah. I would like your algorithm and mine. Mm. You know,
that's
what I would go for. Mm. Like, if you really want to help me and if you really want to make some money off of me, because I'm set. I don't need anything. I've been wearing these pants for 3 years and I can see the salt stain on the back. And, you know.
And that's from breakfast. That's not even from the roads.
That's a croissant. Well, I drilled a croissant on the subway platform on the way over here. And the croissant is the classiest and messiest food you could ever. Like, you sit there with a croissant and you look like a French author in the hills of Montmartre. I think that's how that's pronounced. The hills
I don't
of
think it is.
Marty. You know, we're all the big ones. Picasso and Da Vinci and Albacore. And all those famous painters.
The tuna guy?
The tuna guy. I don't know. But yeah, you sit there with a croissant, you look classy, and then as soon as you eat it, it's just, it's like a grenade went off. And you're just covered in flakes. You go from being classy to looking like you can't read.
Do you think people in France eat croissants? I've been there, and I don't remember anyone eating them but me.
Really?
I feel like that's like the tourist trap of...
Of French?
Yep, that's the one.
Wait, I didn't laugh because I've heard that so much.
And that's all I say is...
French?
Yeah, French.
What are your favorite fries? French.
French fries. France and... French. I combine those two. French.
I got it.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't notice.
Let me explain to you this bit. It's a combination of two. Yep, yep. Nope, that was pretty
it's
evident.
Like, it's like explaining how cankle became a word. See, they took ankle and calf, and they made cankle.
Oh, is that
how it came? Oh, no.
Yes, you're not. You're laughing too hard for that to have been a bit.
No.
What was the...
Is this when we discussed her autism score from last week?
Did you think it was crusty ankle?
That's what I thought.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. It's when you're...
I think you got it now. Explaining it again. No. Because.
Yeah, that's where that comes from. And but going back to France... Yeah, maybe they don't eat croissants. I definitely ate a bunch over there when I went. But everyone did walk around with the baguettes, those big-ass breads.
Yeah.
Which you always make fun of the way I say it.
I don't even know what the correct way to say it is.
It's baguette.
Baguette, okay.
Baguette. Baguette.
Careful with combining those words.
Oh, no.
Don't say French. Don't say French baguette in any combination whatsoever.
French. Innuendos are fun. I don't even know if that's considered an innuendo, but...
It's definitely bigoted, for sure.
It's bigoted.
Whatever way you combine them, it's not gonna end well for you.
I remember I went to France, and then I went to do the Fringe Festival, and I talked about France during that month of shows, and I was like, I think it's because they're all skinny in France. There are no fat people in France, and not that many, and they all walk around with a yard of bread. They all have a baguette, and I'm like, I don't think they eat it. I think they just carry it around to rub it in the faces of tourists. Like, they have it right by their door, like, oh, my umbrella, oh, my baguette, and then they just walk around with it, and then chubby tourists from America are like, how do they eat a yard of bread and stay skinny?
With their herbs hanging out of the bag, herbs in a baguette. They remember from what was the movie?
Ratatouille?
Yeah, that's the one.
I already knew what it was.
It's not. Oh. No. The Taken, when he goes to, he gets to the...
You're so proud of yourself. I already knew.
I knew it. Well, it was way off.
You always guess Ratatouille for everything. I do.
What's for dinner? Ratatouille. What are we watching? Ratatouille. Do you remember?
It's the best movie.
When he goes to the house in France... where he goes, finds out where she was stolen from.
Okay.
And he's hiding with a bag with a croissant and parsley. And I'm like, did he stop at a market to get a kind of racist bag of stuff? Like, I have to blend in order to sneak into this house. Let me grab a baguette real quick. It was just the weirdest decision of filmmaking I've ever seen. That and the rat was cooking dinner. Those are the two parts of that movie that I thought were crazy.
That's so funny. During your explanation, I couldn't tell if you were talking about Taken or Ratatouille. I was like, that could go either direction.
What part was the kid kidnapped in Ratatouille? And sold to a Middle Eastern yacht owner?
That would be funny if they combined the two movies and there was a rat under Liam Neeson's hat, like telling him how to save the woman. Now punch this guy, and then you pull that guy, and you're like, whoa, this is high tech. Like, they got Master Splinter under his hat. Like, and we're combining three movies.
That's
now.
A lot of things going
That's
on.
That's a lot of things. Are you following?
No,
I feel I like lost, I lost yeah. you once yeah. once I added Master
She's
Splinter.
She's over there counting her fingers going, Kankle. That makes sense. It actually makes sense.
We're feeling it. This is a goofy episode. I'm already into it. This is the second one we recorded on the same day, not to break movie magic here. Or podcasting magic. That's why I put this hat on, so it looks different.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I purposely brought this hat. So for the last episode, I put it on my knee. This one, on the head. And if you're listening and without video, none of that means anything to you.
Subscribe.
We do this. I wanted to ask you... Emma's going to hate this, what I'm about to bring up.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about this. I don't know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but it's embarrassing. Like, you don't need to say it out loud.
It is embarrassing, but maybe other couples...
Okay, whisper it.
Other couples might do this. Like, Mike, do you and your fiance sometimes passively, aggressively sing your complaints to your significant other?
I don't know if we sing it, but it's definitely, there's definitely passive aggressive things happening on a regular basis. I might start singing them though.
Yeah, we sing it. I noticed that yesterday. You and I both do it. Like, someone doesn't take the trash out. He just likes to let it pile up. You know, like we add little songs and be like, my lady don't like to hang her towels. They're all to the same tune. She likes to let them get moldy.
Nobody needed to know this.
Maybe other people do
I'm going to start doing it.
It's pretty
Another
fun.
Another pair of shoes in the middle of the hall. I can't see them from up here. Gonna break my neck. That sounds like a good time.
It's hard for that to turn into an argument, because then the person responds in song. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're just recreating Grease. This is great.
Oh, she said she'd clean up after dinner, but the dishes are dirty in the cabinet. Someone doesn't know how to clean a dish. I think I'm gonna kill her. Wait. Might have gone a little
very close to
went dark.
You do that with me because you don't think I know how to load the dishwasher, and you're like, my baby can't load the dishwasher, doesn't know that you put these here, you can add way more things and blah blah blah, oh he's mad that I'm singing now. Like, you add all these little things to him. What are the things, like the way I load the dishwasher, that one gets you?
Complaints.
I have a lot of complaints. I'm a big complainer. I do that. But you have a lot of complaints. I feel like we both complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like you have a lower tolerance for my complaints.
Yeah, I don't like the clothes. You leave your clothes everywhere.
I do hang them out, you know?
Yeah.
Hang them out?
Yeah. You know
what I mean. Try to make it sound cool. You're just hanging out, man. Chilling, bud.
I mean, don't make it sound like I throw them on the ground. I lean them on the couch. I hang them off the door handle. I lean them over a chair.
I think the grossest one that you do is you go for a run and then you come back all sweaty and then you hang your sweaty clothes on different parts of the house and you're like, oh, what? I need to let them dry.
Yeah, I do. When I sweat, it looks like I jumped in a pool. So I'm a sweaty Hungarian, and my pants, my shirt, my socks. So like I throw my shirt over the, like, you know, the towel rack. Sure. I'll just like dry it off a towel rack. Take my wet unders and I'll hang them over the toilet.
Can I ask you this though? Quick follow up. What are you drying them for?
Well, because you can't just throw them.
Like, are you? You just put them in the laundry, right?
No, because then it'll get moldy.
He'll reuse
them.
I don't reuse them.
What do you do? Your laundry
I'll
once
the
a
shorts,
year,
but I don't reuse the shirt. That's all got armpit
I'll
funk.
I'll give you this: you don't reuse the underwear, but you'll reuse the shirt and the shorts.
Sometimes.
Pants are acceptable, but a sweaty shirt, that's tough.
I'd really prefer you two sing these complaints at me. Like, they come off so much easier.
Okay, let me sing my reaction to this. Ew, 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 ew. Gross, gross.
We need Morgan J to put this on auto, too. But yeah, no, I hang up my sweaty clothes so it can dry, and then I put them in the laundry basket because I know we're not going to do laundry right away, and I don't want it to get all moldy and funky because then the whole thing's going to smell like funk.
But then you wash it.
That's true.
And everything gets washed.
We don't have a washer dryer, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Throw it in a plastic
bag. I do the laundry in the household.
Yeah.
I do too.
Because it's down in the basement. That's really? Where
the No, basement. I don't. I have to walk it though.
Oh, you got to go.
I bought a backpack laundry bag. That's how bad it is.
See, that's a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
We're fake New Yorkers because we got one in the basement.
It's nothing cool. Don't think it's cool.
No, no, we've
done
it.
To go do laundry.
Yeah, we've done it a bunch.
One time I made a video. Remember, I was carrying a giant, you have like these hockey duffel bags.
Yeah.
And we filled it with laundry and I'm just carrying it through. And we put the Seinfeld theme song under the video. Just boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-da-dum. Bon, bon, bon. You know, this is a real musical episode.
It is.
Yeah.
Why do you have a hockey bag? Did you play hockey, or is that just every Canadian gets one?
My mom would buy played things
hockey?
From garage sales in Canada. So she bought a couple hockey bags. They're really useful, though.
You sure? You can hold 5 sticks in them.
Yeah, you can put a lot of clothes
in. A
lot,
yeah.
Yeah, when you... When we moved from San Diego, we filled up 2 giant duffel bags. Remember how lucky we got? And then they should have charged us like $800 for checked bags, but their machine went down and they're like, well, looks like it's free. And we're like,
yeah,
whoa.
We saved like $800.
It was insane.
That's like a dad joke gone right.
Yeah.
Doesn't scan. Oh, doesn't scan. Guess it's free.
Except they
but it worked.
They said it and it worked. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And she's like, eh. And then, but I guess.
Don't you have to like log it for the flight?
Well, they
do. They know how much it weighs when it goes in?
No, no. They weighed it and they pulled out the tags. So they still had tags, but for some reason their payment system didn't work. So they couldn't take any payment because they also can't take cash. They can only take card.
Interesting.
And their payment system is offline. She's like, I can't charge you, so I guess you're good. And I was like, that is awesome. Yeah. It was a great little bit of luck. We need a little bit of luck on the move out here. And then no luck after that.
Oh yeah,
when we moved, then everything was hard.
Yeah,
and everything is like, welcome to the city.
Welcome to the city. Throw your sweaty clothes all over the jail, all over your place. That's a New York thing. I take my pants off when I walk into the house because I don't want my train pants on any of my stuff like in the that. House.
We do That's the same great. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's brutal. I can't do it. I'm sweats immediately.
Yep. Yeah. One time, I remember right after we moved, I came back from something, and I took my pants off, hung them off the doorknob to the house, and then I sat on the couch in my underwear. And then you came out, and you're like, what are you doing in your underwear? And you're like, oh, I didn't want to wear my train pants on the couch. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I guess this is better.
And then 2 weeks later, you sat on the bed with those same jeans, and you're like, what?
Oh, yeah, I forget sometimes.
At a certain point, you
like
start.
I'm letting it all out today. All of my complaints.
Leave it all on the table. What other complaint do you have?
That you leave all your dirty clothes on the table. Hello. Apologies.
You do want me out of the house sometimes, which is good. Mm-hmm. Remember yesterday you were going to do some footage for the Safe Journal, and you're like, can you leave? Because I got to make a video. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep. I think that's pretty healthy.
That is healthy.
Yeah.
Do you still pitch bits or like ideas, funny ideas to her?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, why?
Because I think Becca doesn't respect me.
What?
Oh, because if it's bad or if she...
Well, I think that she's just over me. You know what I mean?
You're not even married yet.
No, I know. But it's been 5 years. But I think she's just over, like, okay. You know what I mean? Like
over having to hear the
bit. Having to hear it or having me pitch stuff. I laughed so hard at an idea this morning, and I told her. She's like, meh. She's like, okay. And I was like,
that happens to us, too.
Because then it gets into my head, and I'm like, I think this is a great idea.
Because he'll give me funny ideas for the Safe Journal. I'm like, it's not really the brand tone. We're not trying to be funny.
But even when sometimes I pitch a joke to you.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm very sensitive. And then, so, like, I'll pitch a joke to her, and she'll be like, oh. And I'll be like, damn it. And then I'll just storm.
My brain's just taking it literally because I'm autistic.
She scored a 60 or an 80 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I pitched this joke to you. And I think you actually like this, and it worked kind of when I did it in Jacksonville, but I was talking about how men cross their legs really says a lot about where they are financially. Like, this is a regular guy. You know, he's paying his bills, middle class, maybe upper middle class, good guy to have a beer with. This dude is a complete douchebag that just wants to tell you about his portfolio, and this guy's evil. This dude is evil, and he is on Mount Olympus looking down at your shanty house, judging all the judges.
Now, what if your whole body is turned while you're sitting like that?
Like this?
Yeah. That's how I sit.
This is how you sit?
Because my back hurts. I think you have to take a size into account. Because if I'm sitting too long, I got to cross my legs, and my whole body's got to be like cocked to the left. Otherwise, my lower back is in pure pain.
I've been judging people, and they have bad backs.
Yeah, maybe. Bad backs. I've had people look at me sometimes, like, why is he sitting like that for? I'm like, you have this body. You take these falling apart bones and tell me this isn't the most comfortable place you've ever sat.
Man, that's so true. That really put a monkey wrench in my bit.
No, it still works.
Works, but I think I do have to add that in.
Just add the factor in, you know?
Yeah, you might have a bad back. Yeah, because I guess you're, by crossing over and shifting, you're now, like, taking the pressure off this inner side of this. All right. I get that. But isn't this pompous?
If I gave you
advice like this, you know? Like, if you sat down and your therapist was sitting like this, and like, oh, so you were molested. Like, doesn't that, like, it's not very warm and comforting. You want someone that's like...
Also, you're not supposed to share your therapy sessions on a podcast. Oh, no? Sorry.
I'm not sharing my therapy sessions. But I mean, just like...
It depends. Do you come in the room and they're sitting like that? Or do they do that as they're giving you advice? Because I think if they're doing it as they start to talk to you, then it's more pompous.
Then it's pompous.
But if you walk in the room and that's how they're sitting, that's just how they sit.
Yeah.
You know? But if they go, really? And then start crossing their legs, you're like, oof, this is going to be a tough one.
You know what my least favorite part of therapy was when they would walk you out. Like, they never let you just leave the office. Mm-hmm. Like, if this was the therapy office, like, once the hour hits, I should be, well, later, Ken, and then I leave. But no, he walks you out, so then there's still conversation as you leave. You're like, Yeah, it got pretty dark in there, didn't it, Doc? You know? And then you just got to make, like, small talk as you leave. It's like this weird, like, you don't want, you know?
So what are you guys up to tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be like if your Uber driver dropped you off, and but then he also punched out, and you both lived in the same building.
Or he walked you to the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
This transaction's over, pal. I don't want to do this.
Listen, I'm going to tip you, but please leave me alone. I don't want you to see which door I'm walking into. Yeah, it's, it was interesting. Also, the therapy office that I went to in San Diego, it was an office building that had like a contractor on the same floor or the next floor. So sometimes I'd go into the elevator and everyone would try to guess. I could see everyone doing mental breakdowns on everyone's attire. Like, who's going to therapy and who's going to the contractor's office? And everyone was pretty right as to where they were going.
I don't want to talk more about judging people, but I saw a guy in this building today who is a, I think he's a therapist or a psychiatrist. He has an office here.
Yeah.
Bathroom. To the mirror, to the sink. No water. Walked out.
Ooh.
This guy's a medical, some sort of medical thing.
Wow.
You should report him.
He's shaking hands.
To who? Who am I going to tell? His mom?
His mom.
I just got to go, ugh, every time I see him from now on,
to
shame
report
him.
To the psychiatry board of
that's
something.
Those all were words. Yeah. I figured that one out.
This guy's in there massaging hands with his bathroom hands. Or massaging brains with his bathroom hands. I guess the only way to properly report that is a Yelp review. Be like, hey, listen, I don't know how this guy's therapy is, but I was in the bathroom with him, didn't wash his hands. Leaving that there.
Therapy good, hygiene. Real bad.
That's pretty unsettling. Do you go to therapy, Mike?
I went twice, and then the pandemic hit.
Oh, and
my
then
first
it was
time
over.
Going into therapy, and then the pandemic hit, and then damn. I just haven't done it since. I need to, though.
No, that's good.
I need it, yeah.
I think you got the gist of it. It's good to get to know yourself.
Talk about stuff? I got it.
Yeah.
That's my dad. I keep trying to get him into therapy, and he's just like, I don't got any questions.
Okay.
Like, well, that's, yeah, no. He's like, what do I need to learn about me? I got it. All right, well.
I don't got any questions.
Everyone else around you's got questions about you. And then he'll tell stories about growing up and like all the crate, like he shared a bed with his grandmother until he was 15 years old in a 2-bedroom apartment with like 15 people living in it. And I'm like, yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good. He should get beat up by nuns. He's fine.
Okay. I mean, part of that story makes sense. There's 15 people in that house
in
a 2-bedroom. Like, it would have been weird if you, like, slept with his grandmother till he was 15. Mansion. Yeah. Nothing but space.
It's just the two of them in the whole place. He had his own wing.
Grandma was like, keep me warm. You know? Like, like it's, that's a therapy session right there.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I don't think my mom would do therapy either. And I think she's probably been through a lot because my mom just laughs everything off. That's mm-hmm. where I get that from. And she goes, not for me, you know.
That's why we have problems. It's because they never figured theirs out.
Well, that's how the cycle of it goes. Everyone's kind of messed up because we watch, we live in Park Slope, which is a very progressive, I'm assuming highly educated neighborhood. So we just see kids. How often do we see kids just throwing tantrums?
Mm-hmm.
And no one's being assaulted, like mm-mm. no one's being yelled at.
Yeah, these moms are too busy trying to dress cool.
Yeah, every mom's dressed like they're not 42, you know, they're trying to dress like a 22-year-old skateboard shop owner.
I love that
and
so much.
Yeah.
'Cause it's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
None
dude.
Of them look young.
Come on, man. Yeah. Why am I dressed older than you? You know? Why am I dressed older than you? And
what
but
was that?
That was the 40-minute light. Oh. We were trying to do that subtly.
I'm not a comedian.
Yeah, really.
I don't know things.
I was sending him a message that I didn't want you to hear.
I was like, that's a cool typeface.
Well, I'll show everybody. It says, I'm just dumb, dude. Cankles? I was just trying to flash him messages, talking shit.
All right, that's enough laughing.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's enough. Cut it out.
Yeah. I love Emma. She will draw a line. She's like, I will have enough laughter. I mean, that's enough before this gets serious. But no, how many like parents, my point is like every parent thinks they're doing it right, but they're doing some aspect of it wrong. Like, your dad did his best that he thought he could to raise you. My mom, your parents, everyone did their best to what they thought being a good parent was.
Right.
And then now we're all in therapy to unlearn all the crap they taught us.
Yeah.
But then we're in Park Slope, and all these progressive, educated moms are just sitting there waiting for their kid to out-tantrum their tantrum, and because they think that's what the proper thing is. But they might be raising psychos. They might be raising people that are going to be on the subway at 25 going, I don't want to go to work. And you're like, you got to build in a little shame, you know, a little bit of shame. Maybe I'm wrong. I also don't have kids. I'm not a therapist.
Maybe a good smack in the face.
Yeah. Emma wants these kids assaulted left, right, and center.
Some of them should be.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers me more than seeing a parent ask a kid questions that there is no answer to.
Right.
You know? Like, so why did we do that? Why did we do that? Just hit them.
Yeah.
Just hit the kid. I mean, some things our parents did, I think, were right.
Yeah.
And corporal punishment, I think, is one of them.
I'm not saying.
Not completely.
Yeah. Hit but, for a reason.
Yeah, like, don't bruise them, but, like.
My parents used to get beat when they'd go home because they got beat at school. Like, a nun would beat them, and then they'd get beat when they get home. That's not the type of punishment we need. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe you got hit at school by a nun, and then they get punched in the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But. You screw up, you get a good smack in the back of the head. Threat of violence.
Mm-hmm.
I like how this episode started and kind of, like, we started with, I'd like some Dunkin' Donuts. I'd like some nachos. I'd like some Tony's chocolate. I want to see kids getting assaulted. All right.
You got to instill that fear in them.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just
a little.
Yeah. I'm your dad. I can be your friend, but I could also be your enemy.
I'd like a kid with some social anxiety, like one that feels feelings. But is afraid to show him in public and then waits to let him out at home.
I think that's a school shooter.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it? I am a fan of the parents getting in trouble. Like the mom of that kid, Crumbly, in Michigan. That was their last name, the Crumbly family. But the mom of the school shooter is going to prison because she gifted, her and her husband gifted the gun to the school shooter. And then, shockingly enough, that kid, you know, killed a lot of kids. And that is how it should go.
Or the lady who malnourished her family because they were, like, Instagram famous or whatever. That YouTube family. And then the kid ran away and he was, like, he had duct tape on his hands because she was punishing him. Like, that's nuts.
Yes.
What? Malnourished? For what reason?
Because they weren't feeding him because he wasn't listening. Like, it was a whole thing.
Punished him by not feeding him. This was, like, an Instagram couple. Weren't they a couple that did parenting advice? Wasn't that their whole thing was parenting advice? And they're like, and then some kid in duct tape hops down the street.
Ruby Frank was the person.
I'd like to watch that documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll definitely be one for sure. You could watch it in real time, just hit their YouTube page. Just watch it go down.
That's horrible. Not to be laughed
Felony
at.
Felony child abuse charges.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, something between that and going, now what are we feeling? Something between that is good parenting. Mm-hmm. Something between the hard this way and the hard that way. Like, they shouldn't fear you, but they should, I don't know, just don't act out in public. None of us, like, if I had a kid that was crying because they didn't want to go on the subway or go to school, I would sit them down and go, listen, you see all these people? None of them want to go where they're going. None of us want to go where we're going. We're on the subway because we're headed to something that we got to go do. We don't want to do it. We all want to scream and cry. But we just can't process it like that. You got to just take the hits and think about what it's going to be like after you're done, where you get to sit back, eat some Oreos, and take your pants off and fart on the couch. We're going to have a great evening. But right now, you got to go to school. Yeah, your teacher's mean. Yeah, she smells like coffee. Yeah, she's going to talk too close. Yeah, she's probably going through a divorce. Let's be honest. But then after that, you and me, couple of beers, we're going to watch the game. I think that's a good way to parent.
Out of all that, what I took is you're going to give your kid beer?
I mean, they can have the non-alcoholic kind, right?
I don't think so.
Clinking glasses? I don't know.
This is a non-alcoholic whiskey. This is the real whiskey. Yeah, whatever.
He's going to have apple juice, but I am going to pour it into a Coors Light bottle to just to give him the feel, you know?
Get him started early.
Get him started right, you know? Well, anyway, I think that's the episode for this week. Thank you so much for listening, downloading, sharing, and subscribing. Don't forget to get yourself a Safe Journal, safejournal.co. Zoltan at checkout, 25% off. And also, don't forget to go to zoltancomedy.com. Check out my tour dates. Come see me live. I'm everywhere and everywhere. Everywhere and anywhere. Anywhere and everywhere. All of those things. Sayonara. See you everybody. Trekking, heavy or traveling light.